Good morning, brothers and sisters, young people. Welcome to here today to partake of the emblems in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ as commanded. Geraldine and I bring the fraternal greetings of the Hastings Ecclesia to you all here. Our theme today is God's mercy, and the objective is to understand the power of God's mercy and learn what it means to be a wise and faithful servant. The last record about Noah in the book of Genesis presents Noah in a very unflattering light. We have read he is drunk and naked. How could this be? After all, Noah is the man who walked with God, was a preacher of righteousness, and was of the seed of the woman. Why is this story included in the Bible? When people write about themselves, they tend to leave out the details that they do not want people to know. It is rare to find an autobiography where the author writes absolutely everything they did and include all the bad bits. However, the Bible includes stories about the most faithful of people that reveal negative things about them. We have laid out in detail the great sin of David with Bathsheba and her husband. We have two records of Abraham, the faithful, the father of the faithful, where he lies and is rebuked for his lying by pagans. We have the great judge Gideon. His final record is him setting up an idol that corrupted the nation. What do we know about all of them? They will all be in the kingdom of God. Hebrews 11, writer to the Hebrews, makes this clear. Noah, Abraham, David, and Gideon will all be there despite their failings. That is a very important message for all of us. Those details are recorded to show us that even the greatest people of faith were not perfect. They needed forgiveness. The greatest people of faith will not be in the kingdom because they deserve to be there. They will be there because God has declared them to be righteous by forgiving their sins. Noah, in this incident, was demonstrating characteristics of the seed of the serpent. Those characteristics do not go away. We all have them. It all comes down to how we manage them. Do we fail? Yes, we do. Did Noah fail? Without these few verses in Genesis chapter 9, we could have said that he never failed. But they are there to show us that God is prepared to forgive those in his family. It shows us that we do not get into the kingdom because we have earned the right to be there. We get there through the forgiveness of our Heavenly Father. Brothers and sisters, let's have a look at Matthew chapter 24. The days of Noah and the positive messages we gain from the life of Noah. However, in doing that, we need to always keep in mind that Noah still needed the forgiveness of God. Matthew chapter 24 and 25 connect clearly with the life of Noah. And they give us a simple picture of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and a child of God. Matthew 24 and verse 37, that as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The prophecies of Matthew 24 relate to the end of the nation of Judah in AD 70, when the Romans came through and destroyed them and their temple. However, the fact that it talks about as in the days of Noah indicates that there are learnings that apply to all ages that exist prior to any of the judgments of God. The judgment in AD 70 was the destruction of Jerusalem. The judgment in Noah's time was the flood. The judgment in our time, the judgment on the world, is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the establishment of God's kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ talks about a time when some will be ready and saved, while the rest of the world will be punished. The message that he is sending to his disciples is found in verses 42 and 44. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The message is that disciples in the last days need to be watching and ready. That is the message for us today. We need to be watching and ready. We do that by being wise and faithful servants. As we read in Matthew 24 and verses 45 and 46, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Notice that Jesus adds a little bit on the end of verse 46. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. We do not just watch and wait. We are so doing. What does it mean to be a wise and faithful servant? The Lord Jesus Christ provides parables in Matthew chapter 25 that outline what it is to be a wise and faithful servant. He also provides information of what it means to be so doing. When we connect this to the New Testament records on Noah, we find that Noah was a wise and faithful servant and was so doing. He is a positive Old Testament example for us. While he was not perfect and needed forgiveness, he was a wise and faithful servant and was so doing. Brothers and sisters, how does the Lord Jesus Christ describe a wise servant? In Matthew chapter 25, we have the parable of the 10 virgins. Verse 2 states, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. The conclusion reads as follows, Matthew 25 and verse 10. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Brothers and sisters, what characterized the wise virgins? When the bridegroom came, they were ready. They had done the necessary preparation. How does the verse finish? The door was shut. What does that remind us of? Who shut the door? It was not the bridegroom. He had already entered the building and was with his bride. It was shut by somebody else. As we learned in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, Noah did not shut the door of the ark. God shut the door. Once the door was shut, that was it. It was too late for those outside of the ark, just as it was too late for the foolish virgins. Matthew 25 and verse 11 and 12. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Brothers and sisters, what's the message for us? We read in Matthew 25 and verse 13, Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We need to be prepared for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Preparation is the main characteristic of the wise servant. We need to keep oil in our lamps because we do not know when Jesus will return. We know it will be soon, but we do not know the hour or the day. What is the characteristic of a faithful servant? Hebrews 11 describes faith. is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For example, we believe that Jesus Christ will return to the earth and set up God's kingdom. That's faith. It is something that requires hope and trust in God. The world around us mocks. Where is the evidence of his coming? Where is the proof? All we really have is what is recorded in the Bible. Yet we believe that, and that's faith. When we look at Jesus' second parable in Matthew chapter 25 and verses 14 to 30, we get information of what it means to be a faithful servant. In that parable, a man is traveling to an unnamed far country. He has three servants, and he gives them significant sums of money. He tells them he is going on a journey. He does not tell them what to do with the money or when he is returning. There is an element of trust. Here is a lot of money, and I am going away. Where is the faith in this parable? Faith is that they did not know when he was coming back. They had to believe that he was coming back. He did come back, but as verse 19 states, it was after a long time. The longer he stayed away, the more their faith was challenged. Just as we say Jesus is coming back, our fathers said that, and our grandfathers said that. Brother Thomas said that in 1948, over 150 years ago. And Jesus is not here. Our faith is being increasingly challenged the longer our Master stays away. Brothers and sisters, what do? We work with what God has given us. We do not do as the faithless servant did, who obviously assumed that he was not coming back and did nothing with the gift and the capacity that his master gave him. The others worked in the service of their master and developed what their master had given them. Brothers and sisters, how do we work in the service of our master? As we have in Matthew 25 and verses 34 to 39. We work for the benefit of others. That is what Jesus goes on to talk about in his next parable that starts in Matthew 25 and verse 31. It is a parable of judgment. What is important is the conversation that the king has with those he judges. Verses 34 to 39. Look at what you did for me, You fed me. You clothed me. You looked after me. You visited me. Those on the right say, we never did that. We never saw you like that. We do not know what you're talking about. Verse 40, the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. The way you treated your brethren, the way you treated others, I, the king, felt that. I experienced that. A measure of our wisdom and our faithfulness is in how we treat others. What is significant is that they did not realize they were doing it. They were not doing it for the praise of men. They were not doing it in the hope that the king would notice them. They were doing it out of a genuine love for their brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, it is so easy to do something noble or kind or loving and to think, I hope somebody noticed me doing that. To do it without realizing that we are doing it is a challenge. That is what comes out of being a wise and faithful servant. It reminds us of the Gospel of John in chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. When were the disciples meant to do this? In verse 33, Jesus told them that he was going to a far place. He wanted them to do this when he was no longer with them. He does not tell them when he is returning. While he is away, they should be watching and ready and giving themselves to others. He will know who his disciples are because they will love one another. Let's just briefly focus on Noah. We see how the faith of Noah was summarized in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. Noah believed in things that he had not seen. He believed that God would bring rain and flood the earth. Nobody had ever seen that. He was faithful. He prepared. He was wise. It was not like he believed that there was going to be a flood and then did nothing about it. He followed God's instructions. He did it for the saving his family. Was Noah of value to those outside of his family? Noah was a preacher of righteousness. The Apostle Peter shows in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. A preacher of righteousness. Noah was active in teaching those around him of the impending judgment that was to come upon the earth. Noah strove to enlighten those who were in darkness. Now, Brother John mentioned that in his prayer. We've been taken out of darkness into the marvelous light of God's holy word of truth. Noah strove to enlighten those who were in darkness. Sadly, they ignored him because they did not want to know. Noah condemned the world. We read in Hebrews 11, verse 7, he condemned the world. They knew what was coming. Noah had told them. When God shut the door, it was too late. We look at Noah and think, I can do that. Remember, Noah was not perfect. He needed forgiveness. We all have been given our gifts from God. We do not know how big the gift is. It could be 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. But we use it while our master is on a long journey. We believe that he is going to come back. We prepare for his return. We do so by being of value to those around us. That is what Noah did. I suppose the question we can ask is, what sort of servant are we? Are we watching and ready? Are we wise and faithful and of value to others? Brothers and sisters, we are the children of God. We are walking in the light. We have access to mercy and forgiveness. God does not want us to fail. His son died and lived again so that we can be forgiven and live again. We shortly will partake of the emblems in remembrance of his death and resurrection as commanded. May it be, brethren and sisters, consideration that around the life and times of Noah can help us to be wise and faithful servants. Thank you.